Alors, c'est Vieux Far Katouré, vous écoutez WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Name, Patty Boom. Host of Vinyl Freedom. Where? WGXC, when? Every first and third Tuesday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. What? Streaming online at WGXC.org. What? Tune in for a genre shakedown, all kinds of choice cuts of wax for you and yours to listen to. Dig it!
Radio is a place for discovery. Wave Farms WGXE brings you music new and overlooked. Stories critical and comical, voices familiar and fresh. This Giving Tuesday, show your support for the station that keeps you grooving to new tunes and thinking new thoughts. Visit WGXE.org/donate. to make your one-time or monthly gift today.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Rick Scalano and Karen Hummerson of Glenmont, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXE.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
First song is called Going Back to Green Fields.
Thank you. That was Don Bolezzo with Going Back to Greenfields. And welcome to the Giving Tuesday very special edition of the Don Bolezzo Gimme Some Money Radio Hour. I am your host for the next hour. My name is DJ Theo 2, aka DJ Theo Number 2. And this program is Infinite Contact. So all throughout today, we're going to be listening to the Don Bolezzo record. Right now we're listening to the Willis Wahl Trio Traveling Sounds, just a little traveling music on this snowy day. And the Don Bolezzo record is the rarest record I own. And I own a lot of records. It might in fact be the rarest record in all of the universe. This record is so rare that the artist who made it denies it exists. This record is so rare that no one, alive or dead, is able to confirm that it was actually recorded. So, here's a little backstory about it. I'm going to talk about the record a little bit, and I must warn you up front, this record's haunted. The personality at the center of it is unstable, and this record can and will open a door to strange parts of reality. So, I don't even remember finding this record. It was just in a plain white sleeve. And one day I just found it in the collection. And the only information on it was a mailing sticker. It said, Don Bolezzo, Concert Hall, University of New Mexico, December 1972. And I'm going to play another song of it, then I'm going to let you get a little bit deeper and deeper into the story of Don Bolezzo and this very, very haunted record.
Couldn't understand. Sorry.
as a little more Don Bellezzo. So, Don Bellezzo, this record is what's called a vanity record. Private issue, now we call it private press, if you want to make some money on eBay. And this was a record, I think, Don Bellezzo or someone close to Don Bellezzo pressed up themselves. So, this is something that I got into after, you know, collecting Blue Notes, Atlantics, Capitals. And I didn't even, this is an accidental record I found. And I have no idea how long I had it before I noticed it. It could have been 6 months, could have been 10 years. And we don't really know how many unique records there are out in the world. And by unique, I mean individual. There could be 500 million unique records out there, considering that recorded music started the late 1800s, and perhaps there's as many as a million records released each year. Now, when I did finally rediscover Don Bellezzo, I loved the sound of the room. And I love that there was a guy coughing throughout, who every time the crowd applauded would use the applause as cover to wheeze his death rattle. And the thing that I most appreciated was Don's faux operatic voice. Now, if you're a fan of my show Into Infinite Contact, or have ever spent any time with me whatsoever, you'll know that I love faux operatic voices, the Dr. Strangelove voice, the it's really the only way I sing, because at some point a chorus teacher, I think, told me not to sing so loud. So I have a weird buried part of my psyche wrapped up in my throat chakra, where I deny the deep breath of myself. So after I found this record, this was after I rediscovered this record in my collection, this was probably around 2007. I wrote like a little two-paragraph review of it for one of those record-related websites I used to haunt, one of those BBSs at Forum. And basically, I just said that what I loved was that when we hear Don's real voice, he has a small, shaky, little voice. But then when he sings in a voice that should not be his. A large, booming, faux operatic voice. He finds confidence behind this voice, this false voice. And so I took a picture of the record, wrote this review, ripped a song to a CDR, and posted it on this internet site where my record weirdo friends and I would post our undocumented finds. And I wrote that Don accompanies himself on acoustic guitar and sings 9 original songs, original compositions, as he says. That there was probably 200 people in the concert hall at University of New Mexico, although in the original review, I made several typographical errors. I called it the University of Mexico. Okay, I could live with that. And then based on a few minutes of Googling, I wrote that Don Bellezzo was now probably in a Beatles tribute band where he performed as John Lennon. Who else? And then I forgot about it. And then about 2 years later, the owner of the site started getting vaguely threatening letters from Don Bellezzo or someone claiming to be Don Bellezzo. And here's the first one. Quote, "Someone is playing a game with me. Someone has used an operatic voice from another singer to pretend it's me. I attended Loyola University in Chicago, not the University of Mexico." And here's another. "Someone has posted a record and attributed it to me. I am not the person on this record. I am a professional musician, and under the advice," he spelled it advise, "of my attorney, am requested the record and any reference to me be removed." These letters opened a strange door into whoever this Don Bellezza was, who seemed to be a Beatles impersonator. And in one publicity shot, the fellas in the Beatles tribute band all posed in front of a yellow bumblebee yellow background, dressed in Sgt. Pepper's era Indian silks, all of them wearing fake mustachios, and gathered around a King Cavalier Charles Spaniel, also wearing a fake mustache. And the caption reads, "With a little yelp from my friends." And that brings me to my first pitch for Giving Tuesday. This station, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, is the only station in the known universe where you can hear a record like Don Bellezza, a singular record that only exists because I found it. So let's hear a little more Don Bellezza, and then I'll beg a little bit more for some more money. Let's listen to the next track and let the side play out, and I'll talk to you again.
This last song is called "Love Your Woman While You Can." I tried.
Well, despite Don saying that was the last track, that's only the end of side one, as written in hand, on the record label itself, a blank label. Don's a real person. Don made mistakes. Just like I did. Like I do. I made a mistake to open the show. Just like all of us do at WGXC. We are real people. Real programmers. Real neighbors. Bringing you real stuff every single day. You know, we're in a dark timeline now. We all know it. But if we're going to get out of this dark timeline, and if we're going to get out of the virtual reality we all seem so trapped in, spending days on end staring at the horrible things coming to us on our phone and scrolling and feeling helpless, if we want to get to this better timeline, I think we all know is out there and available, possibly, then we're going to have to develop the habit of reality. We have to be real people. We have to do real things. One real thing we can do is, instead of opening Spotify, instead of opening the phone, we can turn on the radio to your friends at WGXC. We're all real people trying to give you real stuff every single day. Real music, real experiences, real ways to get out in the world, organize, show some solidarity with your fellow human. And all we ask, we're not even doing a pledge drive, all we ask on Giving Tuesday is to donate what you can. You can donate recurringly. I donate $9 a month. Maybe cancel your Amazon Prime subscription. Don't give your money to Jeff Bezos if you're strapped. Just give us a little bit so we can continue to give you real stuff every single day. 24 hours a day. And if you're feeling so inspired at this moment on Giving Tuesday, I urge you to go to wgxc.org/donate, where you can donate any amount of your choosing, and it all helps. Listen, no one here is pushing a Lambo. We're downwardly mobile. We're in radio in 2024, for goodness sakes. We're just using it to keep the lights on and to give you amazing programming every hour of every day. And not only that, Everything you hear on WGXC is archived forever. That means you can go back and listen to all of your favorite Infinite Contact shows and all of your favorite archive shows of all of your other favorite programs. And there are like almost 100 different programs. It's crazy. Okay, have I pitched you too long? It's just a little pitch. Isn't Willie Wall Trio, don't they play that organ nice? So I just wanted to tell you a bit more about Don Bolezzo and his real people and his real mistakes. So around that time, the owner of this website also got a letter from someone named Barbara, alleging to be Don Bolezzo's attorney, or trying to give the impression of being his attorney. Here's what she wrote. "Dear sir, the link has been brought to our attention by one of our clients," all caps. "Yesterday, Productions is owned by our corporation. We produce the shows owned by the company. Don Bolezzo is under contract to Yesterday Productions. Obviously, the posts are a personal attack on Mr. Bolezzo and have nothing to do with our industry, which is music. The information posted is totally false and can be easily proven. Don tells us he has previously informed you of this and asked to have all reference to him removed. It appears this has not happened. On behalf of my company and Mr. Bolezzo, we am requesting one last time for the ability of the person attacking Mr. Bolezzo through your site be stopped. It has the serious potential of negatively impacting Yesterday Productions. Your cooperation in this situation is appreciated. Barbara." So, I, DJ Theo too, was the person with the ability of attacking Mr. Bolezzo. My ability was not removed. So what did Mr. Bolezzo think I had done to him? I think that he believed that I had spliced a voice from another singer onto this record to sabotage him. He said, quote, "Someone is playing a game with me and has used another voice from another singer to pretend it is me." Now, what on earth can that mean? So I started searching for Don Bolezzo, the real Don Bolezzo, not the one in the Beatles tribute band, not the one who went to Loyola University, but who allegedly went to the University of New Mexico, sick University of Mexico. If he wasn't the person in the tribute band, then who was he? And I searched and I searched all over for Don Bolezzo, and I've tracked down artists before as a record collector. That's one of the kind of things you do when you get to another level, is you track down artists and you buy their records and you buy quantity and sit on it and then sell it years later. It's a dirty game. And it's not difficult to track down artists. People claim like it is. It's especially in the 2000s. This was around 2008. But the only Don Bolezzo I could find was the Don Bolezzo in the Beatles tribute band. And I was beginning to doubt the existence of the record at all. Find no other copies, no other information about this Don Bolezzo from New Mexico. But then someone named Joe Bolezzo left this comment. Quote, "Don Bolezzo is pawn scum. He won't even pay court-ordered child support for his handicapped son. He did go to University of New Mexico and did make the recording. He can't even afford a lawyer." I found two Joe Bolezzos, one a doctor in San Diego. I put his address in a file that was starting to bulge. And then a few months later, someone named Dave Hertzinger from Denver, Colorado, left this comment. Quote, "Hello. I attended U of NM back in the early 1970s, and I can absolutely guarantee that this concert happened. I worked for the concert hall as a student, and I worked this show. I was never aware of any recording device, though. I was a fan of Don's performances back at this local coffee shop called The Daily Grind. I'll bet dollars to donuts that this is a bootleg, as someone mentioned above. Don did have some local fans back then. Don was a pretty strange cat who used to hang out by himself in the pinball arcade and sing. Kind of creepy, now that I think about it. And I don't remember there being a recording device in the concert hall. Dave H., Denver, Colorado. So let's hear some more Don now, the unstable personality at the center of this very haunted record. Side two begins now.
This next song is called Lost in Our Separate Ways.
There she sits by the window, with her mind in a dream. There she sits while the wind blows, finding out what it means. She can't hear me say, I'll be loving her each day, though I know it'll never pay. 'Cause we're lost in our separate ways. We're lost in our separate ways. Every night as I watch her, with the tears in my eyes, knowing I'll never have her for the rest of my life. She can't hear me say, I'll be loving her each day, though I know it'll never pay. 'Cause we're lost in our separate ways. 'Cause we're lost in our separate ways.
Haunting, huh? I didn't used to like this Don Bellezzo record, but it's grown on me. Man had some songwriting talent. And the unnatural voice, the faux operatic voice. I just want to talk about the faux operatic voice, because I love, on my show Infinite Contact, my music show, we explore unnatural voices a lot, the falsetto and the faux operatic. And they're both throat voices. You know, when I don't know much about singing, but I know that you're supposed to use your deep breath. You know, the breath that comes from the ground of the earth. and faux operatic singing, you actually close off a part of your throat, block your breath, store the pain there. Especially in falsetto singing, that falsetto part is always the most emotional part of the song. And so all that pain gets stored right there in your throat. There's something cancerous, deathly about it. And the singer is, you know, reaching outside of themselves for something more. I feel like they die a little bit when they do that. So, as I was looking for more Don Bellezzo, other Don Bellezzos, how many Don Bellezzos might there be? Someone named Mike Chidichimo left a comment. Mike Chidichimo wrote, "I lived in the dorms at U of NM with Don in 1972. He was from California and a good guy. I can't remember him being a musician, however." That was the comment that sent me spiraling. I tried to find Mike Chidichimo, but there were 24, 25 Mike Chidichimos around the world. A strangely large amount of them. So was I looking for someone to confirm or deny the existence of Don Bellezzo or this record, which I alone seem to have? I talked to all my weird record friends, searched the internet, searched all over. No one else had Don Bellezzo, just me. Could Don Bellezzo of University of New Mexico undertaken two separate lives, one that led him into the bowels of the music industry, paranoid, insecure and angry, and one that led him to a destitute life of squalor, ignoring his disabled child, too poor to afford a lawyer. Why did I care? I only had three pieces of information about Don Bellezzo. One, affirm that he made the record, but that he wasn't a good person, and he was very poor. One affirmed that Don Bellezzo sang at the concert, and this person was a fan of Don's, but this person also had no knowledge of a recording device or that record. And another lived with Don Bellezzo that same year, but had somehow no idea that he was a musician. Don seems pretty good at the guitar. You'd think he'd be practicing, singing. And then there was Don Bellezzo, the John of the Beatles tribute band, who I was too chicken to confront. Don Bellezzo, the man who sings in a voice that is not his own. I want to read you a review that somebody made of the tribute band real quick, because I just think it's too funny. They said that Don Bellezzo portraying John bobbed his head with Lennon's cheeky mannerisms, and had a voice that was so accurate, it sent chills up and down my spine. Now, bobbing cheekily is not something I can easily visualize. But this Don Bellezzo in the Beatles tribute band was able to mimic John Lennon's voice, and John was also another throat singer. I don't know what happened there, a mistake. It happens. John was also another notorious throat singer. Another mistake. All right, my computer has a mind of its own. I think that means it's time to get back to more Don Bellezzo. Have you given yet? Have you gone to wgxc.org/donate? Donate for Giving Tuesday. Any amount you can. A recurring donation is best. A one-time donation is just fine. Whatever you got. Times are tough. Let's keep this beautiful site alive. So let's hear some more Don Bellezzo.
I dreamed I loved at last. Was I wrong?
She caught me dreaming about the woman I thought was true. When she said she was leaving me, gonna find someone new. All the nights and days grew long, here in my soul. Always love her though she's gone. Easy to remember all the pain.
Listening to JR and his Solettes, a little traveling music as we try to wrap up the saga or saga of the unstable personality that is Don Bellezzo. Could there be more than one Don Bellezzo? Possibly. But why would the Don Bellezzo in the Beatles tribute brand say that someone had played trick on him by taking a voice from an operatic singer and splicing it onto this record? The mind reels. I kept replaying all of the different accounts I had, only three, over and over in my head. Dave in Colorado, Dr. Joe in San Diego, clearly had come to Don's rescue several times and was not happy about it. And Mike Chidichimo, provenance unknown. All of them said something different about Don. And I began to think about them all the time. And their imaginary lives began to take on a world of their own. I only had little bits I knew about them. Tiny glimpses of lives and moments lived. And I kept going over their different accounts over and over again. Imagining them as they might have lived. And in this day of infinite info at our fingertips, what's unknowable becomes mystical, holy, terrifying. I wanted so badly to find one shred of evidence that would place a reliable observer at the scene of Don's recording. When an object is unobserved, it exists in all possible states. And the minor mystery at the center of the Don Bellezzo story tickled me, but also horrified me to my core. Because somehow, since I was the only person I knew with this record and the only person on the internet with this record, I felt responsible for the validity of Don Bellezzo and his story. Finding this record unintentionally closed a type of cosmic loop gave me the dreary task of observing what was inside Schrodinger's box, collapsing the wave function. But the object and the observation inside was still fuzzy, ungrounded. I stopped looking for Dombalezo. I suppose I could find him. For a while I had scouts looking around the country for him. I had some leads. Some I followed. Some I was too chicken to. I don't think I wanted to find him. Sort of like what I've invented in my own head. Even if of what I've invented is terrifying, I imagine each of these people coming into contact with Dawn and their lives taking a tragic turn for the worse. I imagine Dawn's unnatural voice being a kind of poison spray. And I'm the only person connected to this world, connected to it by a chance encounter. I don't even remember. It's a virtually blank record. It's the only evidence that it exists. Sometimes I listen to this record, searching for answers. There's none. This record's haunted. Don Bellezzo's booming, faux operatic voice of God is sad and somehow cursed. He sings of his world of dreams. His unsteady notes warble in an indifferent concert hall where people cough and sneeze. So we're going to listen to more Don Bellezzo. But before we do, it's Giving Tuesday. I am DJ Theo number 2. If you like anything on this station, and you should like everything, I'm a music guy. I listen to it for the music. You never know what you're going to get when you turn on the station. Today, you turned it on and you listened to a one-of-a-kind record, the only record known to exist, Don Bellezzo. And the existence of this record, even though it's right here in front of me, is not entirely certain. No one else can affirm its existence. So that's what you get when you turn on WGXC. Normally I play fun music. But you just never know. You get sound art, you get local news, you get local community. And the best part about it all is it's just us, your friends and neighbors. We're right on Main Street in Catskill. You can see us. We're putting on this reality show for you, so you can have something a little better than the virtual reality that the forces that be want us to live in 24/7. A very sad and strange world. Very sad. So let's have Dawn play us out for the hour.
On the road and hoping to be what I felt in my
next song is called The Gypsy Queen.
There's a woman we all know, called the Gypsy Queen, I'm told. No one sees what she can do.
This is not one of Don's better songs. The last one was great, and it seems like he recorded these without the audience at a later date. So what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to leave you again with Love Your Women by You Can. We're going to play that out, because I used to listen to this record and kind of crack up about it, but listening to it today, I'm moved. I hope Don's okay out there. I hope his disabled son is okay. I hope you're okay. If you're a musician, you don't have to be alone. If you're into weird sounds, you don't have to be alone. WGXC is here for you. We're your neighbors. This is your community. We don't get all sappy like this very often. Usually we're very cool. This is our one day, Giving Tuesday. So I'm going to fade this out, play a little bit more. JR and his Solettes, and then I'm going to end it with Love Your Woman While You Can by Don Bellezzo, because it's a lot better than the Gypsy Woman song. Come on, Don. Don't be mean to your woman. Love your woman. This is Don Bellezzo, Love Your Woman While You Can. And I'm DJ Theo number 2. The program is Infinite Contact WGXC, Giving Tuesday, WGXC.org/donate. Sometimes I feel
only friend I got is beer. I'll tell her that I need her back, but she knows me better.